morning. Which is stronger, sun or wind? One day the sun and the wind had an argument. They were arguing about who was the strongest. The sun said, "Of course I am the strongest. I'm big. I send out powerful sun rays. I make crops grow. I light up the whole world." "Oh no, you're not," said the wind. "I am the strongest. I can blow so fiercely that I can blow down trees or even buildings. I can make great storms at sea. I help sailing ships and kites and aeroplanes to travel along quickly." They couldn't agree, so they decided to have a contest to see who was the strongest. As they looked down, they could see a lonely man in a public park. The sun said, "Right, whoever can force that man to take off his coat will be the winner." The wind went first. He huffed and he puffed furiously, but the more he blew, the more the man felt cold and clung tight to his coat. Then the sun had a go. He smiled and gently beamed down upon the man. Soon the man began to feel warm. As it grew even warmer, he decided to take off his coat to cool down. "I've won, I've won," cried the sun. "God is strong. But how does he show his strength? Does he make a big noise? Or does he quietly make his presence felt? Well, think about how he makes you think about him. Like a sunrise, a sunset, flowers, a baby, animals, big mountains, quiet, slow trees lazing in the gentle breeze. It's not very often that God does things in weird and wonderful ways with big bangs and flashes. God is usually quite quiet, but nonetheless near, and he's nonetheless great. Indeed, that's what makes him so great, that in his strength he is so gentle.